This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you're like me, this will make you feel poor. America now has more millionaires than Sweden's total population. There are 10.2 million households in the U.S. with a net worth of between $1 million and $5 million. There are 1.4 million families with a net worth between $5 million and $25 million. And 173 households with a worth over $25 million. No doubt Dave Ramsey is smiling. New word out, three-fourths of us are afraid of fully autonomous vehicles. And only 19% say they'd let their child or family member ride in one. Most kids have a regular bedtime, and a new study shows adults should have one too. Duke University researchers found that having a regular bedtime and wake-up time is important for the health of adults. They found that people with irregular sleep patterns weighed more, had higher blood sugar, higher blood pressure, and a higher risk of having a heart attack or stroke than people who went to bed and woke up at the same time every day. I know it's true. Here's another reason to feel jealous of rich kids. The exotic car company Bugatti is now making a $34,000 toy car with a top speed of 28 miles an hour. The baby Bugatti 2 is a modern version of the half-scale Type 35 race car replica the company's founder Ettore Bugatti built for his youngest son nearly a century ago. The toy features two different modes. In child mode, the electric engine tops out at 12.4 miles an hour. But if daddy wants to go for a ride, flip the switch to adult and speed down the road at near 30. Doesn't say how much it costs. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Seems a lot of our topics are dealing with money this morning. Recent poll asked 2,000 people what they spend their disposable income on. Here are the top five. Hobbies, entertaining, including things like movies, clothes, vacations, and eating out at restaurants. Also on the list, concert tickets, gadgets, our pets, and books. Gotta admit, I'm kind of hooked on Audible. Scientists were digging through some ancient ice in Greenland and somehow figured out that there was a powerful solar storm about 2,700 years ago. What that means is the sun flared up and a bunch of high-energy particles were beamed to Earth. The particles didn't affect the weather. In fact, people walking around 2,700 years ago probably had no idea they were hit by a solar storm. But if one happened today, scientists say it could cause widespread power outages and pretty much wipe out the Internet. Communication and navigation systems might go down, satellites would get messed up, all commercial aircraft would have to be grounded. Solar storms. Just one more thing to worry about. Or prepare for. The Baltimore DeClaw Brewing Company has figured out a way to infuse its beer with fruity pebbles, along with edible glitter. And while it might have the flavor of a breakfast, be careful, it clocks in at 5.5% alcohol content, which is probably too strong for most beer drinkers to start their day with. Hey, coming this Friday night, the Van Buren Conference Center, the Van Buren District Library, Friends of the Lawrence Library, is bringing a free concert at 6:30. It's Dueling Pianos. You're the star of the show, shouting out requests, singing along to favorites, and bantering with the two performers. The high-energy show is always a crowd favorite. Thanks to the Van Buren District Library, Friends of the Library, and Friends of Bloomingdale Library for sponsorship of the event. Friday night, doors open at 6, event at 6:30, Dueling Pianos at the Van Buren Conference Center. Knucklehead News out of Florida. Snoring is annoying, but this much. 47-year-old Lori Morin Cocoa, Florida, facing attempted murder charges after she shot her boyfriend last Wednesday for snoring too loudly. She says they started dating last month and they'd already been arguing about him snoring after she elbowed him in his sleep the night before. So Wednesday, he showed up at her place with a bottle of rum, flowers, candy, and a box of Breathe Right strips. Once they got into the bottle of rum, things went south. He eventually got sick of arguing, said he was leaving. Then on his way out, he heard a bang. Passed out. When he came to, he was lying in a pool of blood. Just a flesh wound, and he survived. She claims it was an accident. Didn't mean to pull the trigger. Daily Buzz. Send buzzable things to Paul at WCSY.com. I appreciate it. You can catch up on podcasts at WCSY.com, our website, Facebook, iTunes, and Stitcher. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.